B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up. The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
Good morning.
Mr. Booker.
Is this U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Cory Booker?
How are you all doing?
Excellent.
Amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to a man right now who might be the president of the United States. Now, can I ask you, why in the name of Zeus's butthole would you go for that job? That is the... Right now, listen,
he wants to make a difference.
I understand, but you got a good job. You're a senator. You got a superstar girlfriend. I mean, life is good right now. And you want to take it to the next level where everyone's going to scrutinize every single thing you do?
Absolutely. Look, we are at a crisis point in our country. We're falling into this tribalism. We're tearing each other apart. We got a divider in chief that's demeaning and degrading and dividing. I'm running because I believe we've got to get this country back together to common cause and common purpose. We got a lot of work to do, a lot of challenges to meet. And so that's what fires me up. It's what helped me turn around New Jersey's largest city and get things done in the Senate. I want to do it as president of the United States.
What is the toughest part of campaigning?
Wow. I mean, look, it's a physical test because you're always on the go, run, 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 run. But look, we have a broken campaign finance system. It's a part, I think, I would love to pass a constitutional amendment ending all this money in politics. So that's the part I dislike the most. But we've been doing well in terms of just grassroots fundraising because we don't take federal lobbyist money or corporate tax money. So we're relying on people going to CoryBooker.com and then trying to get around this kind of craziness of this broken campaign finance system. The part of it I don't like the most.
Okay, so let's say, hypothetically speaking, something happens that gets you very, very angry. I know you're big on social media. What are your steps before you tweet something when you're emotional? I mean,
unlike other people.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, look, there is an Oscar-nominated documentary about how I challenged and eventually beat the political machine in Newark. And it was outrageous stuff happening. My tires are being slashed, windows on my car smashed.
What?
And I had to overcome. Yeah, it's a crazy movie. You would be surprised at what this guy captured. It actually lost in the Oscars to March of the Penguins, for crying out loud, but it was a great movie. So I faced incredible opposition before. You've got to remain zen. You can't do what this president does, who has no filters, no control, and you just see the worst of who we are coming out in his spirit. I feel like the best leaders are those ones under pressure, under attack, that can remain focused, remain calm, and just continue to get the job done.
What was the one thing, I mean, you're saying you were threatened, you've had things physically happen to you and stuff like that, but you still decide you want to run for president. You're going to be the leader of the free world, right? What was the number one thing that made you decide this is what you want to do? There had to have been something that just clicked in your head, like, you know what? I need to do this. What was that thing?
Well, look, you know, I was putting down the pros and cons, and when I realized that the only things that were stopping me were some of those fears.
Like, right.
I've been, all my life, you know, I was told by my parents to be guided by faith and not fear. And when I realized that all of my concerns about not doing it were more fear-based, and the things that called me to do it or were more my faith in us, my faith in our nation, my faith in what our potential is, as well as my spiritial faith, I realized that I needed to make this decision based on faith. And look, we all of us come from a history of people that faced more insurmountable obstacles, but they overcame them. Wretchedness, bigotry, hate. We are a country that has come a mighty long way, and I can't pay that back. None of us can, but you've got to be committed to paying it forward with the same levels of commitment and sacrifice and conviction for service. And so that's been my life, and I'm proud that God has given me the chance to serve in some really amazing ways. I'm only the fourth black person ever elected to the United States Senate. I'm doing things that really show, like we all are, that we're our ancestors' wildest dreams. And I have an obligation not to just sit back and luxuriate my blessings, but to use them in the service of others.
There are so many, I mean, people are very different all around the country, and you have to appeal to a lot of different people. What are you finding as you travel the country is the common ground?
God, I mean, that's really the theme of my campaign, that we our nation with a lot of common pain, but we've lost our sense of common purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I find is interesting is whether it is people who work full-time jobs and still find themselves with more money at the end of their money than money at the end of their month, or people who can't afford their prescription drugs, or mm-hmm. people who are fearful because now they go to school and the strongest nation in the planet Earth tells our kids, we can't protect you, so we're going to teach you how to hide school, shelter-in-place drills. You see all of these things going on around America that are our common challenges. But yet and in fact, if you look at the polls, Republicans or Democrats, even we all agree on raising the minimum wage, that health care should be a right in this country. Nobody should put aside a life-saving drug because they can't afford it. We all believe that there's we need common sense gun safety. Heck, 86% of gun owners believe in universal background checks. But yet, this is not translating into action when it comes to our federal government. And so I'm really running for that purpose, to reignite the sense an understanding in this country that every generation must put more indivisible in this one nation under God. We've got to have a larger moral imagination about who we are. We have to have a more courageous empathy for each other and a sense of urgency. So these are the themes that underline my whole career, my purpose in life. I played football for Stanford, and I used to tell my team in the huddle on the offense, but when we would score a touchdown is when we could hear the defense huddle arguing amongst each other, insulting or tearing each other down.
Mm.
We are a nation that's in a global competition right now, and we see other countries doing things we're not doing, whether it's infrastructure investment, education investment, because we can't come together on our team. And so I think the big moment we have right now is not just to beat Donald Trump. I hear all the time pundits say to me, well, the number one thing people want in the candidate is to someone who can beat Donald Trump. And my response is always, dear God, can't we have bigger aspirations than that?
Mm.
Beating Donald Trump is the floor, it's not the ceiling. It gets us out of the valley, but not to the mountaintop. The mountaintop is bringing this country together to achieve heights and achievements that others think that are not possible. Mm.
Cory Booker is going to be at Game On tonight for a grassroots happy hour. It starts at 5:30, so if you want to go there... the main reception begins at 6, but doors open at 5:30. Now, here's a question I've always wanted to ask a presidential candidate. If not you, who?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I think everybody in this crowded field of presidential candidates should commit that whoever it is, we all line up behind that person and fight for them, because there's too much at stake. So there's a lot of great candidates right now. I'm running because I believe I'm the best, but if I should not be the nominee, whoever it is, I'm 100% all in to making sure that we beat Donald Trump, and even more so, have the momentum to beat Mitch McConnell, to get big things through the Senate and the House and into the law to help American people.
Such a political answer.
I just have one more question, because I'm a big reader, and I understand that you and Rosario read books to each other on FaceTime every day. I'm dying to know what you're reading right now.
50 Shades.
Well, we are going to start again. I got a book that I'm trying to get my hands on. I just asked my staff to see if we could order it. I'm a big science fiction lover, and one of the classic sort of original early-time science fiction writers was a guy named Kurt Vonnegut.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great book of short stories that has romantic stories, funny stories in it. That's what I'm looking to do next when we have our FaceTime opportunities at the end of long days.
I love it.
Aww, how romantic.
That's nice.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's, you know, she's just voiced the movies for Wonder Woman, the cartoon.
Wow.
She obviously was in the Marvel Netflix movies, so she and I have the same kind of love for superheroes, science fiction, and more.
Nice.
Oh, man, you're just trying to get on my good side. All right. Cory, I love that stuff. Cory Booker tonight. Check out the Grassroots Happy Hour with him at Game On at 5:30. And doors open at – I'm sorry, the reception begins at 6. Doors open at 5:30. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much. Thank you. Take care now. And people want to find out more information, go to my Twitter feed or my Instagram feed or CoryBooker.com to find information about tonight's event.
Awesome. Thank you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.